This is Velvet Radio. Hello, this is Velvet live from planet Earth, the world according to Velvet, and we have a couple of special guests here with us today, somebody who just stopped by. Do you want to tell us your name? What's your name?
Olivia. My name is Olivia.
And how old are you? She's holding up four fingers, so I'm assuming that means she's four. And you know that four is one of the most magical ages around. It's when we still have our imagination and we still can carry off our dance outfits and we can be anything we want. So, Olivia, what are you looking for here? Anything in particular?
I'm looking for something beautiful.
Okay, and what are you seeing that's beautiful? Rocks, right? Yeah, and so can you feel the energy of rocks? And can you tell us what these rocks are here to do?
Pretty.
They're here to be pretty and make us feel better. They do make us feel better. What rock makes you feel the best? Those ones? When's your birthday? Do you remember? 30 hours? Is she having a birthday in 30 hours?
Oh, my God.
August, early August or late August?
Late.
So she's a little, do you mind if I, so she's a little Virgo, and she just picked out hematite. And for energetically, I don't know if you guys are into the energy of stone. So the energy of hematite for Virgo is very important because they can be as ungrounded and goofy as I am as a Pisces. And so the theory is that you and I are two sides of the same coin, and if you get ungrounded, then you can have your hematite, and it'll help you be grounded. The other thing that hematite helps you do is so you don't take on other people's emotions. Do you do that? Like, if they're sad, do you feel sad? If they're happy, do you feel happy? She's nodding her head. And who's this talking?
That's Ethan.
Ethan, and how old is Ethan?
3 months.
When's his birthday? That's his
exact
date.
8 months? No. Three.
So we're in March. So was he born in December or January?
Yes, December.
So he's a little Capricorn. So you got two grounded little ones.
Absolutely.
When's your birthday?
August 21st.
So you're cuspy. Do you feel more like a Leo or a Virgo?
Leo.
So these guys are here to, like, ground you so you can be creative.
Creative is crazy.
Well, yeah, I think you have to get through the crazy to get to the creative. Do you want to say your name?
Sheen.
Sheen, just moved. Did you say you lived here before?
My wife lived in Columbia.
Okay.
I moved over from Great Falls.
Okay. They just moved here back to the Valley. The Valley pulled them home. And we're really glad to have them as a part of our community. We're really glad to have Olivia and Easton and Sheen. And what's your wife's name?
Annalisa.
Welcome to the Valley.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to this wild and wacky metaphysical world that I live in. It's getting warm in here. It's so beautiful out there. I'm going to turn the heat down and open up the window. So, Olivia, is there anything else that you want to tell us today?
Three beautiful rocks,
huh?
And a big beautiful rock.
Yeah, do you like this star cluster? Isn't that pretty? Yeah, so you've got your little matrix. I'm going to give you one more rock for your, it's called a matrix. All right, so do I have to give you two rocks? These are peridot. This is also daddy's birthstone too, peridot. And it's also yours. So those three stones are a gift from us at Rocks and Things. You have hematite, you have peridot, is the green, and amethyst. So what amethyst does, so the hematite grounds you and takes any negativity that you've pulled into your field. The amethyst helps you build your electric fence so that you know where you end and others begin. I mean, you may feel what they feel, but you have enough awareness that it isn't yours. You can have compassion. And I call peridot the joy rock. Okay? So you can just be as goofy and silly and grounded and happy as you have the potential to be. Does that make sense? Cool. Okay, what else? You want to say anything else?
I like tan, like purple tan one.
Purple? Purple candles. Oh, yeah. Purple candle. And you know what that purple candle says? Can you read yet? It's happiness. So it goes right along with what we're creating. See, you're intuitive. So I'm sorry today that I usually do my radio show at 11:30 to 12 before I open, but I goofed up when I was writing it today. So I hope I didn't put you on the spot. So since you guys are new to town, you might want to know about this. So I teach Kundalini Yoga, and I do a preschool class.
Oh, really?
Parents and children. And so that is at 10 o'clock on Thursdays, okay? And it's a half hour. I just teach them we chant some mantras. I pretty much do animal yoga. You know, what does a cat say? Meow. What does a cow say? Moo.
She would love that.
And so you're welcome to come. I just charge a buck. And there's a lot of interesting things going on here right now. So we are starting an intermediate astrology class on Sunday from 3 to 5. Oh, Easton, are you a little astrologer? I teach a sacred...
rocks, and I want to walk.
Okay, well, you got some rocks in your bag now, don't you?
Oh, Easton, well, you know what? Easton's a little, he's kind of small right now to have rocks. We don't want him to choke on them. Saturday, I teach a posture class.
I teach sacred potty postures for the new earth. I combine five element theory of Chinese medicine and how it connects us to the seasons. Like right now, we're
familiar with
okay,
that.
Yeah.
The year of the horse, right?
Well, we just started the year of the sheep,
okay,
right. Or goat. And like also, we're right now kind of in between the wood element and the water element. We're kind of going back and forth with the cold. So the liver and the gallbladder is kind of getting stirred, and maybe anger or creativity. So we work with those energies. And then I just brought home a 12-note bowl set of crystal bowls. So I use those for meditation. We also have a crystal bowl meditation on Wednesday night from 8 to 9. We have some Kundalini yoga. I have a website, Rocks and Things. No, I'm not that organized. but you can Google, you can find me on Facebook, Rocks and Things, and my website link is on there. And I have a calendar, and it's mostly up to date. I'm a Pisces. What can I say? So there's your change. And so I teach after school yoga class for kids who are in school, and then I do my preschool class. So,
forget your movie.
You want to put this in your bag, sweet pea? Yes. All right. Well, thank you for being a guest on our show today. Is there anything you want to say before you leave?
Thank you.
Be well. Do you want to say anything?
Thank you very much for your kindness, and this is a very awesome show. So I'm definitely going to check out the yoga.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll see you on Thursday. All right. You want to interpret that? Ooh, she's a busy girl. Okay. All right, thank you. Welcome to the community. So I know that's a little unorthodox. We are open now, so I have to kind of take care of business while I'm doing my radio show at the same time. So it's sort of like a reality radio show instead of a reality TV show. So while I'm there's nobody in here right now, I'm going to just talk a little bit about what I've noticed. Here, it's beautiful. There is no cloud. Well, there's a few clouds. There looks like there may be a few chemtrails. Darn it, maybe those sylphs. We ought to just blow the call in the sylphs and have them break up the chemtrails. So there's it's beautiful here. It feels like spring. We are definitely feeling that wood element stirring. We're feeling life stirring. Everybody's kind of giddy with the sunshine. Even the hardcore skiers are feeling like, okay, maybe it's time to think about bicycling. That's what I heard somebody say today. So there is a spring is in the air, and I'm kind of excited about it. I personally tend to get a little chaotic joy in the springtime, and I feel like even though we had some rough patches this winter, I think it's been an amazing winter. Lots of sun. People have commented how clear the skies have been and how much easier it has been this winter to be in tune with the moon because we can actually see it. And I have that little puppy, and I've been doing these walks, not every night, but I try to get out at night before I go to bed to get the dogs out, and I am just in love with the sky. I'm in love with the sky. So that's been really, and I'm hearing other people who are connecting to the moon in a way they haven't before because we can actually see it. Okay, what else is going on? I also have noticed a stirring in men. There's a lot of men who are coming in here and who are open-hearted and open-minded to learning what's happening. And I think that goes right in line with, you know, we're in Lent right now, and according to what I understand about Lent is a time before Easter when Christ was out in the desert facing his demons. And, well, in walked my cousin. I have my radio show right now. Do you want to be on my radio show? Okay. We were just talking about Jesus and Easter, and while Lent is going on, Jesus is out in the desert facing his demons while all these women were praying for him. And so one of the things that I think is happening right now is it's an opportunity for women to hold for all the stuff that the masculine is going through right now. All the men are going through, plus all our own internal masculine, which is rising like the sap, okay? My cousin is, I'm going to call her Karen Boudica, Boadicea. We are a direct descendant of Queen Boadicea, who was a warrior queen. And before I even knew Karen and I were descended from her, I always thought Karen reminded me of her, like I remember her.
You nicknamed me that.
I did nickname, and then we found out that we're related to her. So I also have, just since you're here, I went to the Authors of the Flathead last night, and I began writing my book about King Nail.
Oh.
And so totally the story of the divine masculine that fell from grace. He I think something happened. He had some wounding. Because he was the last pagan king of Ireland, he was the last one that vowed fealty to the goddess, and then he became a raider and a kidnapper, and he kidnapped St. Patrick and brought him to Ireland and then sold him to some druid farmer, and St. Patrick before that, St. Patrick wasn't a religious man until he got kidnapped. Did you know that?
I did not.
He wasn't. But he came to hate the Druids so much that I think he found Christianity. And he had a dream one night where I think in the dream God came to him and said, go, run away. There's a boat in the harbor and it'll take you back home. He did it. There was a boat in the harbor. Supposedly he was enslaved by them because they were Druids too. And so he has this thing about Druids. So he goes back, finally gets home, and becomes a priest, and then he decides to save Ireland from those pagans.
Well, that's why they hid their tattoos. Their markings that the Druids had on their arms and their hands, they started hiding them because they were being persecuted and hunted.
Oh, well, and you know another one of the myths around St. Patrick that I think affects directly Karen and I, because Karen and I are descended of this pagan king, right? We're probably descended of a lot of pagan kings. Well, anyway, St. Patrick, when he came back, Niall's nephew was king. He baptized the nephew and then went to Niall's 12 sons and said, will you be baptized? Six of them said yes. Six of them said no. And he, according to the mythology, he cursed those who refused baptism. He didn't kill them, which they killed others, theoretically. That's what some of the mythology said, is that when St. Patrick offered you baptism, you took it or he'd kill you.
Mm.
So, and I think they did that with the Vikings. The Christians went and said, accept Christ or we'll kidnap your children. I know. So anyway, I'm writing this book and I've got my outline done today. So now I have to start writing it.
Right.
I know. And I'm going to Ireland.
I know. You're so bad.
I know. I'm so bad. So anyway, Karen, tell us why you're here today.
I've been here, Velvie, because I talked with your father and he says, call me.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the divine masculine, I got to call my dad. Yes. So, I got told. I'm busy talking to other people all across the internet, but I don't talk to my dad as much as I should. So anyway, so we've got about 12 minutes.
And I got to fly.
Okay. So
I got a lunch date.
So she just brought the message from the Divine Masculine, and now I have to call my daddy. All right. Thank you. I love you too. Okay, bye. So that's the second nudge I've gotten lately about my dad, and I need to give him a call because when I first started working with this energy of Lent, it was a couple of years ago, and Jesus showed up, and he said, he was all in white, and this other guy was all in black, and the guy in black, he said, this is my brother. And so basically Jesus told me that I needed to do a 40-day vigil for the Divine Masculine and that I needed to look at all of my beliefs that were getting in the way of myself and my relationships with men. So a lot of stuff came up about my dad, and I think because I feel like I'm not going back over old ground, but I'm like turning up the rocks under things that maybe I didn't look at then. Before now in Easter, I know I have some things to resolve between myself and my father. Well, I screwed up on my radio show. We're doing my radio show right now, so you're here. Do you want to be a part of it? Okay, but do you want to be on the radio? So we have a couple of guests there. But only one of them, well, I don't know if either of them are going to talk. Well, if you want to see this, it's pretty warm. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Like right now.
Like right now, that's exactly right.
It's extremely important for us to connect to love and go within
and forgive everyone, everything that's ever happened in this life and all of our past lives, because we're having a bifurcation of time right now. This is really synchronistic that I came. We have a bifurcation of time right now on this planet, and what your decisions are on and how you process your life at this moment is going to determine your magnum opus of the very near future.
So tell me what you mean by, well, first, tell me your name.
My name is Sherry Ridgway.
Okay. And tell me what a bifurcation of time is. Oh, you're just in time. Come on in. I goofed up. The radio show is starting a little late.
Bifurcation of time means we have an ascension path or a descension path. And the ascension path is for individuals who are able to have forgiven, who have done a lot of internal work, who have brought their consciousness and their vibration up so that their light body is has expanded, and we will become our light bodies in the very near future. And the ones on the descension path may experience in the very near future, and I'm talking maybe days or weeks, more chaos, more anxiety, more distress, because they have not processed and done their inner work. And so this is very crucial. And all the negative entities and beings and influences on Earth, for the most part, have been removed. And so it is now up to humanity to choose what path they're going to take. And that path is going to manifest literally in just a matter of weeks.
And so is this tied to the equinox?
Somewhat.
And the final Pluto-Mars square?
Yes,
or
it is.
Pluto-Uranus?
Very significant.
Okay.
So actually March 17th, humanity is being asked to go within, to have their final resolve, and to forgive every being, every entity, and themselves on this planet for whatever trespasses have taken place, to forgive the cabal, to forgive the Illuminati, the whole nine yards, so that they can take the ascension path and have an absolutely glorious time. We are going to have a complete and total jubilee. All debts are going away. Our financial structure is just about finished worldwide. This is going to be a very, very glorious time for people who have done their inner work.
Cool. And so it's interesting. I was just talking about the mythology around St. Patrick. Mm. And the fact that this last Pluto-Uranus square is on St. Patrick's Day. And as an Irish, a descendant of the Irish, and all of the things, because I'm writing a novel, and all the things that I've learned about St. Patrick and the Irish and the... what happened at that time, and how that kind of thing swept from the Middle East westward. You know, it took a while to get to this continent, and then it feels like on this continent, it's like the wave, the return of the feminine, the balancing of the feminine, the masculine, that wave will begin here on this continent to not reverse, but to harmonize.
That wave, actually, the feminine-masculine balance, has actually almost completely been healed and implanted in the earth all over the world. And actually, Ireland is absolutely crucial, because Ireland is actually the home and the base of humanity. Egyptians were the original Irish. It was the opposite movement than we have been taught. And the Irish had a lot of Gnostic and feminine and especially goddess knowledge that was stolen from them from the get-go, thousands and thousands of years ago, that has been hidden and is going to be refreshed and brought forth very, very soon. And so the feminine is alive and well, definitely. All over the planet, and the Irish are finally now starting to wake up. Religion has played a big role in keeping the feminine down.
And so then, it's funny, because I'm going to Ireland on like May 5th. And, well, that's not the only one. There is a hill, and I don't want to destroy the language, but theoretically it is the navel of the island.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it is, they have a stone like the Benben stone in Egypt that is the navel. And what I've been working with is there is a place on this continent that is our navel. And it well, not our navel. Well, it is our navel because we're all connected, right?
More importantly, that spot in Ireland is the navel of Sophia, of Mother Earth. And our umbilical cord is attached to her.
That.
At that spot,
right?
Yes, there are spots on the planet because she has a body just like we do.
Right,
we are literally her children. Half of our kundalini, the snake that goes up our spine, came from her.
Right.
And so, what you're talking about is very significant.
Well, and so a few years ago, this woman who taught me to read the Akashic Records, she told me this is what she said, and I never understood it. She said, "You part of your work is to take the snakes back to Ireland."
Very interesting. The kundalini, actually.
Yeah, I'm a kundalini yoga teacher.
There you go.
I don't know exactly, so I'm trying not to make up stories about it.
You know, you could actually think of Ireland as the seat of the soul of Mother Earth. And so basically, you're being told or you're hearing that that is your mission, that you literally, when you go, and this is very crucial timing as well in May, very crucial, because from March 21st to April 21st, on this planet, we have an energetic happening that all relationships on the planet, whether it be familial, with the planet, with nature, with friends, in this lifetime and our past lifetimes, will be totally healed, helped by the photonic energy coming in from the cosmos, and Mother Earth, who has now been totally cleansed and cleaned of all the archonic negative alien agenda mechanisms.
And so, as you were talking about that bifurcation, you know, there's that Dolores Cannon
yes.
talks about the new Earth.
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But it's a little bit different.
Sure.
People who have not done their homework and their vibration is not high enough will not be staying with the Earth, New Earth, Sophia, Gaia. They will be going off planet to another New Earth that is already prepared, absolutely pristine for new lives in 3D. People who stay on this planet will be going into bodies.
Wow. Do you want to say anything? Okay, now that is a lot to ponder. And, you know, this day has been so magic. We started with a little four-year-old on the radio show. And she told me how much she loved rocks. Because they're pretty and they made her feel better. And,
she's
probably a crystal doctor. Well, yeah, and she picks all these stones out, right?
Yes.
So I am grateful that you came today, thank you for bringing her. I'm not going to say her name, but please cherish our children. Children from 12 years old and younger are magical, magical beings who have come here to help humanity, and they must be encouraged and cherished and loved, very deeply loved, unconditionally.
Beautiful. On that note, this is Velvet, reporting from planet Earth. Over and out.